This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. US President Donald Trump has praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the World Economic Forum in Davos. Calling Mr. Modi a close friend, the US President expressed confidence that India and the United States would reach a trade agreement. The remarks come as Washington and New Delhi continue negotiations aimed at resolving the trade deal standoff. Asked directly about a potential trade agreement, the US President said they are going to have a good deal. India and the European Union are set to strengthen their strategic relationship with the signing of a new security and defence partnership at the EU-India summit in New Delhi next week. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas made the announcement while addressing the European Parliament at Strasbourg in France last evening. She said the pact will deepen cooperation in key areas, including maritime security, counter-terrorism, cyber defence and maritime domain awareness, with a focus on stability in the Indo-Pacific region.
We aim to conclude negotiations on the EU-India Free Trade Agreement. This deal will open markets, remove barriers and strengthen critical supply chains in clean technologies, pharmaceuticals and semiconductors. Today we agreed to move forward with the signature of a new EU-India Security and Defence Partnership in areas like maritime security, cybersecurity and counterterrorism.
The partnership will be signed next week during the visit of European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa to India, where they will be chief guests at the Republic Day celebrations. The leaders will co-chair the 16th India-EU summit with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 27th of this month. The Supreme Court has allowed the Hindu community to hold prayers from sunrise to sunset on Basant Panchami tomorrow at the disputed Bhotshala Kamal Maula Mosque in Dhar district of Madhya Pradesh, while permitting Muslims to offer namaz from 1 to 3 p.m. on the day. The top court also directed that a list of persons from the Muslim community coming for namaz be given to the district administration. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India Suryakant and Justices Joy Mallya Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi made an appeal to both sides to observe mutual respect and cooperate with the state and district administration for maintenance of law and order. The G4 nations have presented a model for early action to restructure the United Nations Security Council. The grouping warned that delaying reforms in the UN's highest decision-making body will cause more human suffering and misery. India's permanent representative, P. Harish, stated this on behalf of the G4 at the Intergovernmental Negotiations for UN Security Council Reforms at the UN headquarters in New York City yesterday. He said the UN's credibility and efficacy are being questioned because of its inability to deal with raging conflicts.
For decades, status quos have been posing hurdles and impeding forward movement. In so doing, they contribute to the failure of the Security Council, help fuel serious questioning of the legitimacy and credibility of this organization. Groups and member states inclined on achieving real reforms need to come together and resist these efforts.
In the Indian bullion market, gold and silver prices dropped today from the record high touched in the previous session. The decline is attributed to profit booking, easing geopolitical tensions and strengthening of the US dollar. Meanwhile, the gold and silver exchange traded funds fell up to 15% today. The Supreme Court today dismissed a petition filed to stop the projection of the Board of Control or of Cricket in India, BCCI, as the representative of the official national cricket team of India, terming it frivolous. The plea sought to restrain public broadcaster Prasar Bharati, which operates Doordarshan and All India Radio, from referring to the BCCI's cricket team as the Indian National Cricket Team or Team India. The plea had argued that calling the BCCI team India or the Indian National Cricket Team misleads the public and violates laws governing the use of national symbols. In badminton, P.V. Sindhu and Lakshya Sen have advanced to the quarterfinals of the Indonesia Masters tournament today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.